Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
Hello and welcome to the Secret Vibe Show. You're listening to your host, Valerie A. Campbell. Come in. I hope that you've got your favorite beverage and your, whether you're doing your housework or you're at work or driving, that you will be able to tune in and receive this message today. Now, you know, my first question is always to check in with yourself. And the question is, what do you want? I want you to ask yourself right now, what do I want? Because I want your brain to be channeled in a positive way. So put your hand on your heart and ask yourself, what do I want? So that you can move from a mode of complaint to a mode of positivity, focused with good feeling on what it is that you want to attract. So now that I've got that out the way, now that I've got the right vibe in the room, let's talk. So today is about femininity. I really want to talk about how to define femininity in a way that feels right for you. In other words, it feels authentic to you. Now, often women do not know the differences between feminine energy and masculine energy. They're just like, okay, this is me, take me as I am. And that's perfectly fine, but it's good to know that each and every one of us has yin and yang, feminine and masculine energy within us. And it really is helpful when we know which one we are showing up in. Okay? Now, I know that my recognition, I should have to say, in terms of acknowledging my feminine energy is when I worked with my men, over 100 men, for over 10 years as the only female. I suppose it was in that time that my feminine energy was very much apparent to me as a stark contrast to the masculine energy in which I was surrounded. So, my feminine journey, I would have to say, or acknowledgement of my feminine journey began at that point. And I want us to really understand what it is. So what is feminine energy? What is authentic feminine energy? Feminine energy is not what society approves of. Feminine energy is what is unique to yourself. What do you approve of? And it's important to realize and to remember who you are. What are your passions? What are your goals? What are your interests? You know, what makes you unique? What makes Angela Angela and Jennifer Jennifer? And be proud in that, knowing that God created you as this beautiful, feminine, unique goddess that walks this earth. And that feminine energy resides within you. And nowhere is that more important, or all important, is in the dating world, especially for women that say that they are looking for a masculine man. So feminine energy. As I said, even a guy can tap into his feminine energy. And of course, we see this very prevalent in this day. So there's no right or wrong. So we're going to explore feminine energy. You've heard me speak about it many a time. And you've probably heard me emphasize the fact that your feminine energy starts from within. Okay, so it starts from within. And this is what you radiate outwards. It's not just about how you present yourself outwardly. So, feminine energy, just to make it clear, feminine energy is mysterious, it's deep, it's receiving, it's very, you know, it's radiant, it's still. I'm going to emphasize the word still. Feminine energy is very still. Masculine energy is competitive. It's solution orientated. It's about getting things done. It's giving energy. So, what is it about high value women that exude a feminine energy? Why is that an important factor of a high value woman? Well, high value women define femininity in a variety of ways. Like I said, each and every one of us were unique. Now, these types of women, they know that while feminine energy exists in all of us, we all exude our vibe, our energy in a very different way. So we can sometimes look at another woman and be wowed by her, admire her, be inspired by her. However, if it doesn't reflect our energy, we can admire it from a distance, but love her for what she is doing, love her for her vibe. We never try to imitate another person or compare ourselves with another person, because how we do is different from how another person does. And that is perfectly fine, because we are unique. Okay? So you don't want to lose yourself in someone else. You want to run your own race. So I want you to look at this as an analogy. Okay? Imagine you've created this beautiful painting. You know, it's beautiful colors. It's done in your style. And then someone takes the credit for that picture that you've created. Now, that would be really annoying, frustrating even. Now, apply that same analogy to your style, the knowledge that you have, the relationships that you have. You see, it wouldn't be authentic. Okay. Now, the issue with this is that the facade cannot last forever. Okay. Eventually, it's going to crack. You know, wearing the mask of someone else, the facade is going to crack. So I always say, be you and love you and be yourself. And then on that, you know, using that as a foundation, you can always enhance on that, enhance the relationship with yourself. So, femininity comes in different shades. Okay, all unique, but just as beautiful. You know, if I said to you, is green more beautiful than pink, or pink more beautiful than red? You know, we would all say that we appreciate all the different colors. We wouldn't necessarily say that one color is better than the other. So this truly is about embracing all tones of women in their essence and their vibe. So what is the feminine woman? Well, she embodies confidence. You know, I've said this time and time again. A woman who is sure in who she is and defines her femininity through confidence is a beautiful thing. You know, a lot of people think that, you know, maybe confidence is about your appearance. Now, obviously, you know, you can act as if you're not feeling that confident. But confidence goes far beyond that. You know, high value women, we have this allure. We extend this confidence that oozes from us, this vibe in every part of our lives. Okay? It could be through our body language. Okay? The way that you speak, the way that you communicate, your hobbies, your talents, you know, your dating life, the way that you text communicate someone. So you have to do more than just look the part of a confident, high value woman. Defining femininity is about being confident at your core, owning your uniqueness and loving yourself for it. What else about the feminine woman? Well, first of all, femininity And owning your authentic femininity is really knowing that you are the prize. Absolutely. You know, a huge factor in the way that we define femininity is to know that we are the prize, especially in the dating arena. A woman who knows that she's the prize never chases a man. And I would like you to go and have a look at my article at valerieacampbell.com/queen. When a queen sits on her throne, she is still and she is poised. She knows that she is the queen. She doesn't, you know, get off her throne and start chasing a man. So an authentic feminine woman never chases a man. Men don't like that anyway. It emasculates them and they end up running away. So if you want to be successful in dating and courtship, you have to learn, and I really want to emphasize this word, because it is fundamental to femininity. It is to be still. As a feminine woman, you have to learn to be still. Even if a man has paused in his pursuit of you, again, look at this diagram, valerieacampbell.com/queen. There's a picture of her steps there and a woman sitting on her throne. Even if he's paused, the woman will never pursue him. Okay? She doesn't slip into her masculine energy, because she knows that she is the prize. And she knows that men do not like it, that it emasculates them. So if you want to be successful in the dating world, you have to learn how to be still. And a man, a masculine man at that, will gladly put in the work to obtain you. He'll be happy to please you, happy to impress you, because he wants to claim you, because he sees you as the prize. A prize that will complement his masculinity. So, just to clarify, acting like you're the prize doesn't mean that you play mind games, or that you're arrogant, or that you play hard to get. In other words, you're pretending to be hard to get. No, no, no. This is all coming from an authentic space, an authentic knowing of who you are. Being the prize means that you know how to be still and to wait and to be patient. You know, oftentimes I'm described as being very calm. Okay? I meditate every single morning. That really helps me to be still in my spirit. So practice meditation if you need to. In fact, I believe it's essential to the day. Essential to starting the day, to practice being still, and allow this to permeate through all areas of your life. I would say that being still is fundamental to femininity. So, have you mastered the art of being that still feminine woman? Think about it. Masculine energy is doing energy. Okay, it's always doing. You know, when we get up in the morning, if we're masculine energy, or single mothers, we have to do, get the kids ready, maybe get ready to go to work, get ready to go to the gym. Think about men, you know, same thing. You know, they're just ready to take on the world, and when they're playing football, you know, they're running, they're competing, this is masculine energy. Remember, don't mix it up with masculine gender. Do not mix up the two. So, mastering the art of being still is the opposite, femininity. You know, it's about recognizing that stillness is a huge part of who you are as a feminine woman. Wake up in the morning, savor the moment, meditate. It's what makes a woman distinctive from a man. And I'm talking about a woman who is in her feminine space. It's what makes a woman unique. So femininity is about creating experiences where it feels like a safe haven for the man to come into your space. This is something that he deeply cherishes because you are still. Okay? You are still. It's about creating experiences in everything that you do. Whether you're cooking dinner or you're just sitting in the park, just watching the birds go by, you know, along the lake. It's an embodiment of that stillness. A stillness that is ready to receive from the masculine. So in your stillness, enjoy the moment, enjoy the now. You know, when you're in the now, you're not chasing the next moment. You're very much present in the now. In fact, that is all that we ever have. I always say that time is an illusion. Past, present, and future. The time that we have is always now. So take time to be in still. You'll find it so stimulating and inspiring. So what else can I say about an authentic feminine woman? Well, nobody likes the girl who is a doormat. The girl that is, you know, wants to please. You know, she's a people pleaser. The girl who is described as the nice girl. Okay, always super agreeable, always really, really nice. And I know that I used to suffer from that. I was raised like that, to please others. And it's a process to get to a point where you learn to please yourself, where you practice pleasing yourself first. Yeah? So when you practice pleasing yourself first, you're actually setting an example for the man. So in the practicing of that particular feminine trait, you allow a man, a masculine man, you're communicating not just to him but to others how to actually treat you. You have to first be that example of self-love through not being the typically too nice girl. Okay, men don't like it. Your friends are not going to like it. They're not going to applaud you for it. Your manager is not going to like it. Not everyone, people don't like a yes girl. Okay, I've heard it once said, and I think this is extremely true, the most attractive word to a man is no. Okay, when you're too nice, people will take it for granted. They will take advantage of you. So work on that aspect of yourself, okay? Working on that aspect of yourself is you working on your femininity. Now, I'm not saying that you need to go 360 degrees and be the total, you know, that hateful type of woman. All I'm saying to you is have an authentic backbone that's based on you knowing who you are, knowing your worth. It's based on self-love. Being agreeable and self-sacrificing and being a doormat is not how femininity is defined. So a feminine woman, she is very kind. She's very gracious. She's very pleasant to be around. And she is definitely not afraid to excuse herself, you know, when things are not right, because she expects to be treated in a certain way. She expects her standards to be met. And if they're not, she can calmly just get up. She will calmly just get up and say, okay, this is enough. Okay? Because it's not about the other person. It's about her knowing her boundaries and knowing how she wants to be treated. So a high value feminine woman is high value. Think about it. She is high value because she can't be obtained at any price. She doesn't tolerate nonsense. Okay, because she knows what is deserving of her time and what she deserves. You know, the other day, in fact, last Saturday, I went out to dinner and the food that was served just wasn't nice. And I thought to myself, I'm really not enjoying this. And the waiter came and he said, you know, he came with the bill. And I said to him, I didn't like this. I really didn't like this meal. And he said, you know, are you saying that you don't want to pay for it? And I said, no, I'm not paying for it. Many years ago, I would have never done that. I would have never stood up for myself. But you see, all that is part of being feminine and doing it in a feminine way. And I was able to say to him, look, I really didn't like the meal. The chicken was rubbery and, you know, I just didn't enjoy the experience. So you have to know what you deserve, what you will tolerate. And this is all part of the boundary setting with a feminine woman. Okay? A high value woman, a high value feminine woman, I'm going to repeat again, she cannot be obtained at any price. Okay? She knows what her price is, she knows her self-worth. Now, as an authentic woman talking about boundaries, if you find that someone is mishandling you, you know, in other words, you know that you're a prize and you've given yourself over to someone and they're not treating you right. You know, imagine yourself outside of your body and you've noticed that you've given yourself into the care of someone. Okay, maybe it's somebody that you're dating. And you think to yourself, I don't really like the way that you're treating this person. Obviously, that person is you, metaphorically speaking. Or would you want that person to treat your best friend like that? Then you know that you need to excuse yourself from the table, right? Or imagine there are two children in front of you and you give one of them a gift and you give the other a gift and one's so appreciative of it. But the other one starts breaking the arm, breaking off the head, you know, just mishandling the toy. Then clearly that child did not deserve the toy. Okay? They didn't deserve it. So if you find that someone is mishandling you, you're a gift, you're a prize, then I really want you to think about it. Do they deserve you? Maybe you're in that position right now where you're like, this person is actually not really appreciating who I am. And so a feminine woman will actually stand up for herself. She's about raising the bar. And so take time to analyze your situation right now. And it can show up in the simplest of ways. I remember I had asked a past partner. We were dating, whatever. And I found him to be a really, really great guy. And he still is. And he had traveled and I asked him to purchase something for me. And it really wasn't that big a deal. It was something that I'd asked for him to purchase on Amazon. You know, he was over there for business, etc., etc. And I remember he said something worse to the effect of, oh, this is kind of putting some pressure on me, you know. And I remember thinking at that time, red flag, because I thought, I've sent you the link. All you need to do is click on it to be able to purchase this item. And it got me to thinking, looking back on that incident, that was a red flag, because if a man cannot put in the effort or has the will to impress you, maybe because he feels that he already has you, then that person doesn't deserve you. And as a woman, as a feminine woman, you have to be able to recognize that. You see, it might seem like a small thing when he, you know, when he returned, he said, oh, I forgot about it. I was under pressure, etc., etc. However, you know within yourself, just like I did, that had it been on the reverse, it would have been an absolute joy to do that for him. An absolute pleasure to do that. So are you in a situation right now where perhaps you've asked somebody, you know, somebody that you're dating to do something and they make excuses? They're too busy. You know, they didn't have enough time. They're under pressure. Why don't you take a leaf out of that person's book and put yourself first in the same way that they are putting themselves first? You see, a feminine woman wants to be seen as a prize in a man's eyes. And that kind of behavior simply doesn't cut it. So, if you find that someone is mishandling you, then the question remains, do they really deserve you? So, what else about this authentic woman? Well, this authentic feminine woman, what's amazing about her is I have to describe as having an A-plus mindset. She thinks differently. She doesn't complain about things. She's actually quite a calm individual. It's either, you know... you work with my standards or you don't. She will never complain. She will just acknowledge where that person is at and think, okay, clearly not a match for me. There's no need to get into arguments and complaining mode. Do you think that, you know, authentic feminine woman is all about woe me? Of course she can be disappointed. But it only lasts for a brief moment because she sees it as that person's loss, again because she knows that she is a prize. So, if you're a woman and you find yourself complaining over and over again, well, you need to stop that right now. Okay? You know, contrary to popular belief, you know, life is not fair and it never will be. You know, do you throw pity parties for yourself and think that life is supposed to be rain, you know, full of rainbows and you know, it just isn't. Okay? Not everything works out exactly as you intended it. But when you have your boundaries and you combine that with a growth mindset, knowing who you are, knowing your standards, okay, you can operate in such a calm way that it sometimes throws the other person because they're expecting you to complain. But when you don't do that, it then makes them realize, wow, this woman is actually a keeper. She kind of thinks different. You know, because they're so used to women that just complain and complain. So adopt a mindset that is one of growth, okay? One that will help you to focus on the good and not the bad. You have to remember that the law of attraction is a real thing. Like energy attracts like energy, and you will manifest based on what you're focusing on. Therefore, what you're actually attracting from moment to moment. So develop a growth mindset. Read, journal, you know, prayer, meditation, exercise, you know, whatever works for you, do it. And lastly, what I would love to say about femininity is that I think that in this day and age, it's a lost art. Femininity is an art. I remember a woman saying that the head can't turn without the neck. you're the neck. Femininity can be so influential on the masculine. And, you know, you can see that from what I've described, that I'm not defining femininity by how you look. It starts from within. And it attracts so much abundance and positivity into our lives. So that's why it's essential that you continually educate yourself on femininity, whether it's books, videos.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.